What is when if I would like to be in this on this planet like it is, and just want to I would like to participate in healing this all around and make this peace on Earth come in true. Is this will we live this similar like now here? We are making steps to towards peace and towards yes, coming together. Is it just the same? Will we make? Will we see a difference? Werden wir irgendeinen Unterschied sehen, wie es jetzt eigentlich läuft? Wir machen jetzt auch schon Schritte vorwärts.
I think it actually will be different. I'll give you an example for that.
Welchen? Also sie gab ja, sie wird ein Unterschied sein. So wie.
I was looking up into the sky Wednesday before last.
Okay, also sie hat in den Himmel geschaut letztens.
And there was a whole flock of birds, very, very high.
Birds, okay, also ein ganzer Schwarm von Vögeln waren sehr hoch oben.
And I was trying to figure out how they could be that high and still breathe.
Und sie dachte sich, wie können die so weit oben sein und trotzdem noch atmen können?
And there weren't, it was like gray or silver birds, but we don't have any birds that flock like that around here.
Also es waren auch so silberne Vögel da, die normalerweise hier nicht sind, fliegen.
And I saw the birds go from the east to the west.
Sie gingen von Ost nach West, flogen sie.
And west to south.
Dann von Westen nach Süden.
And then south to north.
Dann von Süden nach Norden.
And when they went to the north, this whole flock of birds disappeared right in front of my eyes.
Really?
Und als sie dann nach in den Norden geflogen sind, dann ist der andere Schwarm von Vögeln plötzlich vor ihren eigenen Augen verschwunden. How do you explain, or how can you explain this?
Well, that's the question, isn't it?
Das ist die Frage, wie kann sie es nicht erklären?
And so I was trying to decide whether they translated into another dimension or did I.
Ah, okay, sie hat sich erst dann gefragt, na, sind jetzt ist dieser Schwarm der Vögel in eine andere Dimension gewechselt oder hat sie vielleicht einen Sprung in eine andere Dimension gemacht? Das ist jetzt nicht ganz klar. What do you think?
Well, see, I was talking to my friend whose husband was in the hospital.
Sie hat mit einem Freund gesprochen und he was in a hospital, in a yes. Krankenhaus, ja.
And he was not doing well.
Und es ist ihm nicht gut gegangen.
And the doctor spoke to his wife.
Und der Doktor hat mit seiner Frau gesprochen.
And said, you need to start making plans for hospice and that kind of thing.
Und du musst am Beginn einen Gedanken machen für Hospiz, ja.
And so they went to lunch.
Dann ging sie essen.
And when they came back,
als sie zurückkommen,
they met the doctor in the hall.
Dann haben sie den Doktor in der Halle gefunden, angetroffen.
And everything did a 180 degree turn.
Und alles war plötzlich 180 Grad anders. Why?
And it was in the same time frame, within the same hour, as I saw the birds disappear.
Und es war in der gleichen Zeit, im gleichen Zeitrahmen, wo diese Vögel verschwunden sind. What turned 180 degrees?
His condition.
The condition.
Totally turned around.
He was healthy now. Or what?
Yes.
Also plötzlich ist es ihm gut gegangen. Er war wieder gesund.
And so it was us that translated dimensions, not the birds. So if you take that, idea, I didn't see the birds anymore, but they existed somewhere else than where I was.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay, also wow. Sie meint eben, dass eben wir einen Schritt in eine andere Dimension gemacht haben. Mhm.
So that's to me how it's going to look.
So schaut es für Sie aus, ja. Okay.
Wow. Interesting. Mhm. Interesting. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. There's another planet like Earth. I've been told, that's been created on the other side of the solar system, my friends. It's in the same path as this planet around the solar system, but it's diametric. It's just on the other side. It's like just on the other side of the solar system, and it's lower third dimension. And so for people who do not want to ascend, who do not want to be part of this new earth, they're going there, and they'll work out their karma, and eventually they'll be given another chance to ascend as well. So
is it what you also know, Michelle? Is it you can?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was telling Ted earlier that.
Wait a minute. Just a minute. Also Ted hat erzählt, nach seinem Wissen gibt es eben neben unserem Planeten Erde genau auf der anderen Seite unserer Umlaufbahn hinter der Sonne einen anderen Planeten, wo eben der in einer tieferen 3D-Ebene lebt, also schwingt, und dass Menschen, die diesen Aufstieg nicht machen wollen, eben dort eine neue Umwelt und eine neue Rahmenbedingung bekommen und dort ihre Erfahrungen, die sie sich vorgenommen haben, ausleben können. Okay? Und Michelle bestätigt das auch.
Yeah, I had a vision, and there was this long elliptical orbit.
Sie hat eine Vision gehabt von einem sehr langen elliptischen Umlaufbahn.
And along this elliptical orbit were multiple Earths, for as far as you could see.
Und in dieser Vision war es so, dass es mehrere Planeten gab auf diesem Orbit, mehrere more Earths.
Yes.
Okay, mehrere Versions of Earth.
Yes.
Okay,
Versionen. And each one was in a different time and dimension.
Und jede war in einer anderen, unterschiedlichen Zeit und Dimension.
And as they, it was like this orbit, each one of them passed through the Earth, our Earth.
Ah, through our Earth. Okay, und in diesem Orbit, das ist einer nach dem anderen durch unsere Erde durch. Gegangen.
And so whatever people needed to be on that earth for whatever their lesson that they needed to learn or help that they needed to get, they would go with that one.
Ah, okay, das ist spannend. Und eben die Menschen, die gewisse Dimensionen, Aufgaben oder Lernaufgaben brauchen, die zu dieser Version der Erde passen, die sind halt auch mit der Version dann auch mitgegangen. So, some left this planet here and went with this version of Earth further.
Yes, and I think that it kind of coincides with the four types of people that we are going to see in Ascension.
Okay, also sie sieht das so, dass es eine Art vier verschiedene Typen von Menschen gibt, die wir nun in dieser Aufstiegszeit spezifizieren können. Which four types are these?
The first type is the people who look at it and they say it's too much and they just leave the planet.
Okay, es gibt also Leute, die sagen, die sich das anschauen und sagen, hey, das ist mir viel zu viel, und die verlassen diesen Planeten. They die.
Yes.
Sie sterben.
The second one is they do nothing. They just don't move.
Die zweite Art von Menschen ist, die tun gar nichts, die bewegen sich gar nicht.
The third group are the people who drag their feet waiting on others to choose.
They're waiting on others to choose for them. Okay, also eine dritte Personengruppe sozusagen sind die Leute, die einfach darauf warten, dass andere für sie entscheiden.
And the fourth one is the people who are choosing it and they're moving very, very quickly. Those are the four types.
Und die vierte Type sind Menschen, die sich eben entscheiden für den Aufstieg und die sich auch schnell bewegen.
Mhm. And this fourth group, these people are going to gather spiritual strength and growth very, very quickly.
Die werden sehr schnell spirituelles Wachstum erreichen und ja.
And those are the four types of people that are on the planet right now.
Und diese vier Typen, die gibt es eben gerade jetzt auf unserem Planeten Erde.
Where would you put the group of people that, for example, choose darkness? They're somehow co-opted or fooled by darkness and they join the dark side. Is that?
Well, those are the people that won't move. I mean, they just won't move.
Right, so right.
Okay. You know, one of the things that's interesting about that is those people are all Hertzian.
I see.
Mhm. Also diese Menschen, die sich nicht bewegen wollen, die sind auch auf Herzbasis, also Herz im Sinne von Schwingung, Frequenzbasis.
And those people who are scalar and choosing the light are scalar.
Diejenigen, die eben skalar wählen und das Licht wählen, die sind skalar.
And right. So scalar and Hertzian repel each other. It's like opposite poles of a magnet.
Okay, also die Skalar und die Herzen, die Herzfrequenzen, die, es ist so, als würden sie halt gegenseitig sein und sich abstoßen voneinander und somit eigene Wege gehen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the separation is absolutely taking place right now from the camp of the dark and the Hertzian as opposed to the light and the scalar.
Es passiert also tatsächlich gerade so eine Trennung zwischen dem Skalar zugewandten und den Herzfrequenzen, Frequenzzugewandten. Yes. But aren't we in a time where we find oneness? Why is there a division?
Because not everybody is choosing oneness, are they? Yeah. Or they're choosing oneness their way, right? I want it my way. Is what's oneness for everyone.
Okay. Also
they have an agenda, is what I'm saying.
Also die einen haben eine Agenda und die wählen nicht die Einheit für alle, sondern für sich selbst.
Interesting.
And if you choose oneness for everyone, so you go back to source and you're part of the source again. You come together with all source or soul parts again.
I would say yes. I don't think that anybody has the exact answer to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. I don't. I think the process is infinite. It's like the number, I give you an example, like 8.888, and 888 could be an infinite number. So on one hand, you look at it, and that number never does reach 9, or 0.9999999, that never does reach 10. But for all practical purposes in a mathematical equation, 0.999, a repeating number like that, is treated as if it's 10. But on the other hand, it depends how you look at it, it never does reach 10. So perhaps eventually we're supposed to be one with God. But the way the universe works, we never will. It's a paradox because we're supposed to be, because we can... there's two ways to look at it. You can actually be never quite one with God, but then you are God, so you're one with God. Mm-hmm. So the process can go on for a long, long time, infinite time. That's what I'm getting.
Okay, Ted hat gerade ein Beispiel genannt, und zwar nehmen wir eine Zahl, 99,999, also es wird immer nur 9 an Kommastelle sein, das wird nie 10 erreichen, ist diese eine Sichtweise, aber es gibt eine andere Sichtweise, dass 99,9 mit unendlich vielen 9 einfach als 10 gewertet wird, und so ähnlich meint er das auch mit Gott. Also er meint, das ist ein unendlicher Prozess mit vielen, vielen Kommastellen, dass wir nicht Gott sind und werden, erreichen werden, sondern dass wir aber wie Gott eben fast diese 10 erreicht haben. Es kommt immer ein bisschen von der Sichtweise drauf an. Ja, es ist ein recht gutes Beispiel auch, finde ich. Ja.
Mathematicians listening to this broadcast today know what I'm talking about. There's a certain term for it, where there's a 9, for example, a 9.999, but there's a line above the last 9, means it goes off into infinity.
In der Mathematik macht man manchmal, wenn es unendlich viele Kommastellen gibt, eine Linie über die Zahl, und das bedeutet eben unendlich viele Kommastellen.
Mhm. In equations, it's treated as if it's 1.0 or 10, actually. It's treated as if it's 10. But in another way of looking at it, it never reaches 10. It's always that separation.
Okay. In my I'm 67 almost, and I have in the last 30 years it was very hard for me, things, the situation of life and all the things. I would like to have more 30 years where it is easy and in peace, living in peace and harmony and all these things. In this world we are around here, I would not like to go to the source back, not yet. But I like ascension also. Do you mean what I mean?
See, I think that you're associating death with ascension, and it's actually not death at all.
No, not death, but this surrounding this life what I have here, just give it a new quality. I would like to taste this new quality for a few years.
The scripture says that God will grant the desires of your heart, so you may get that one.
Okay.
Look at October 22nd. This is a date given to me by my Palladian friends. They haven't told me exactly what's going to be happening, but they said the whole month of October will be a game changer. And what I'm getting is that date could be the release of the Medbits. I don't know. And if that does happen, Gerhard, you will be able to gain immortality. And if you want, you could age regress yourself. You just said 30 years or so. You could go back to when you were 29 or 30 and just start life again. And have another family. And then when you're up in your 60s again, go age regress and just keep, basically have immortality. They told me that is coming, because we're meant to live a long time. This technology's already in the secret space program, and I think most governments on this planet already have it, but they just haven't chosen to, you know, they're the ones we paid for it. You know, with our, you know, economies, our hard work, we've paid for their play toys, but it's come to the point where they have to share it now. They have to share their toys with us. They don't want to, but they're going to be forced to.
Okay, also Ted meint jetzt, dieser Oktober hat schon in sich, also das, er glaubt auch, dass die Medbetten, also diese besonderen medizinischen Betten, die über Frequenzheilung, wo man sich da hineinlegt, wo man eigentlich, ja nicht nur eigentlich, sondern wirklich alle Krankheiten sofort heilen kann, wo man Alterungsprozesse umkehren kann und so weiter, dass diese Betten existieren und auch freigegeben werden und dass eben Altern und das alles gar kein Thema mehr ist. Man kann auch wählen, jünger zu werden. Das klingt natürlich sehr futuristisch auch, aber ja, es ist einmal so seine Ansicht.
So it's going to be very interesting. Michelle, what are you getting about October next month? It's just right around the corner. It's a couple of weeks.
I know. Well, I mean, they've already said that the ascension process and all of that, maybe the solar flash even early October. So that absolutely will be a game changer.
Also es könnte auch ein Solar Flash sein im Oktober. Tell me about this solar flash.
Well, it's you know, we've been having solar flares, and one of the solar flares was so huge, it was the biggest in recorded history, that impacted Venus.
Okay, es gab schon eben Solarstürme und diese Ausschläge der Sonne, die sogar die Venus schon erreicht haben.
And that part of the sun is about to turn around where that hole is and face us.
Und dieser Teil... Der dreht sich nun Richtung Erde. So it might be, or what is it?
It might be. Who knows? I mean, nobody has a crystal ball, I guess. Or maybe they do, but I don't have one.
Well, the Pleiadians are very careful not to influence our free will. That's why they haven't told me what exactly will happening. But my sources, Abrahalosaurus, just smiles and says it's going to be a game changer. And it'll be good. So
it'll be okay.
It'll be okay. So I don't push. I just say, okay, thank you for that telling me that. That's I love it.
Right.
Isn't it so that we drive with our whole solar system through a very high energy area in this galaxy? So this might trigger the sun for things like this.
Right.
Yeah. Also es ist, man hört es immer wieder, dass unser ganzes Sonnensystem durch einen besonderen Bereich der Galaxie derzeit durchsaust und sehr hochfrequent, und dass das auch die Sonne triggern könnte, dass sie eben besondere Turbulenzen, Sonnenturbulenzen gibt. The sun flares, are they dangerous for us?
I'm going to say no.
Du meinst, sie sind nicht gefährlich für uns?
I would say it's how you look at it. It's a way to purge the negative entities from this planet.
Okay.
And so for them, I guess you could say it's dangerous. I don't know. But for light workers like yourself, it'll be fine. It'll actually help us.
There's a huge discussion about the blackout now. There might come a blackout, and solar flares would have an impact on destroying electricity networks. Also es kann sein, dass die Stromnetze überlastet werden. Ne?
Well, for quite some time, really, the last 2 years, there has been a shift in our electrical current, and I checked it actually in 17 different countries and even in Europe.
In 17 verschiedenen Ländern hat sie das überprüft, dass sich da eine Veränderung gab im elektrischen Stromnetz. What is the difference?
Well, what it was doing was it would stay positive polarity 3 seconds and negative polarity for 3 seconds.
Okay, also das für 3 Sekunden ist es positiv polarisiert und dann wieder negativ polarisiert. It changes.
And each one of your outlets was actually a broadcaster that was impacting your body.
Und jedes Mal ist es wie ein Broadcasting, also ein Senden, das jeden Körper durch beeinflusst.
And what it was doing was it was like +3, -3, and it just was draining the power out of our bodies.
Interesting.
It is draining out the power of our bodies?
Yes. Okay. It was wearing the bodies down. That's why you could sleep and sleep and you would still be tired.
I see.
Yes, I noticed.
Yeah.
And if you think where your outlets are in relationship to your bed and your head, That was very, very damaging for people when they slept.
Okay. Also, you mean this this power packs for the mobile phone and this transformators, the littles.
Yeah, okay, anything electrical.
Electrical. Ja, also, genau. Also, es ist diese Schwingungsänderungen, einmal positiv, negativ, über unser ganzes Elektrizitätsnetzwerk, das zieht uns Energie ab, und das ist auch ein Grund, wie Michelle das sieht, dass wir schlafen und dann noch immer müde aufstehen, also dass es uns wirklich Kraft kostet, und es ist zu raten, dass wir alle elektronischen Geräte auf jeden Fall weit weg von unserem Schlafplatz geben.
That has now been corrected.
Und das ist jetzt aber verändert worden, korrigiert worden.
And it is no longer doing that.
Und jetzt, now it's not negative anymore.
Right, it's not switching back and forth anymore.
Also es switcht nicht mehr rum, es schaltet nicht um hin und her, es bleibt jetzt positiv. Okay, but and I'm still tired.
That was part of the angelics removing the outside interference.
Mm-hmm. Aha, the satellite.
Yes.
Okay, also das hängt direkt zusammen mit dem, was wir ganz am Anfang der Sendung heute gesagt haben, mit den Satelliten, dass die diese Interference, diese Ausstrahlungen nicht mehr negativ machen auf diesem Planeten herunter. Mhm. Makes sense.
So now, you know, if you can keep your body scalar, it will have its own regenerative characteristics.
Wenn du deinen Körper skalar hältst, dann bist du nicht mehr angreifbar. und regenerierst dich selbst regelmäßig. How can we keep in Scalar? Wie können wir da bleiben?
Let go of fear and trust God and breathe.
Okay, also wir können im Skalar bleiben, indem wir die Ängste loslassen, in Gott glauben und atmen. An Gott glauben und atmen. Schön. It's easy.
Originally, before the satellites were fixed, there was a broadcast of the frequency of fear in the brain.
Und eben davor war, über diese Satelliten wurde eben ausgestrahlt, speziell etwas, was uns, was Angst in unseren Hirnen, in dem Gehirn ausgelöst hat.
So it would never allow you to experience peace and relief.
Und es hätte dir nie erlaubt, dass du Frieden und Loslassen sozusagen und Lockerheit erleben kannst. I thought it was this 5G mobile phone networks, not the satellites. Is it connected?
Oh, it's absolutely connected. Right. There's no doubt about it. Right. I remember back in the 80s, I went to the Global Science Convention in Florida.
Which convention?
The Global Science Convention.
Ah, okay, die globale Wissenschaftskonvention, da war sie Gast.
And that was right when cell phones and portable phones were coming into the marketplace.
Und das war gerade, wie eben die ganzen Handys auf den Markt gekommen sind.
And at the time, they had known all the beneficial frequencies in that time frame.
In this time, there was a beneficial frequency? Okay, also yes, damals waren das noch positive Frequenzen.
They've known what the beneficial frequencies were since the 20s.
Bis zu den 20ern?
Oh, with Raymond Rife?
Yes.
Okay, the Rife frequencies, right.
And that was before the planet started shifting from Hertzian to Scalar. So there were still beneficial frequencies to stabilize us.
Das war bevor die Erde gewechselt hat von Frequenz in Scalar. Yeah, and then what happened then?
And the guy that was there said, you know, they could have chosen any frequencies that were beneficial, but they selected the ones that engendered the idea or frequency of fear in the brain.
Interesting.
Because people who are afraid are much easier to control and manipulate.
That's right, they are.
Okay, also ursprünglich war das wirklich auch positiv und das wurde dann bewusst entschieden. Right. Dass Frequenzen eben anders manipulierend und angsteinflößend wirken auf den Geist, auf das Gehirn.
Well, look at the last 2 years. We've had nothing but fear in the media. It's all it is fear, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Angst in den Medien haben wir auch.
Mm-hmm. Right, that was the Rockefellers, wasn't it? They chose that? I think they did. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
So imagine how much more sophisticated they are now if that was in the 80s.
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah, it's much more now.
Mm-hmm. In the 80s they switched it? Or what?
Well, in the 80s is when they brought out the cell phones and the portable phones in the house. And so those just broadcast those frequencies all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also genau. That's why I feel that the 70s we were some kind of free.
You were 60s too.
60s, 70s, yes.
60s, 70s, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also okay.
Yeah.
But the beauty of the people who were born in our time frame is we knew what it was beforehand. And we're the ones out there waving the flags going, this isn't right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
So we are the one, the force that will make a change now.
Yes. Right.
We're the ones we've been waiting for.
Yes.
Right.
And we can make the change. And we're making it with this program today, actually.
Yes.
We're having a huge audience today. I got that message. And people are really, really enjoying it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So